Hi, and welcome to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. I'm Roxy Hayes, your host, and this is the podcast where I get to dive deep into all the things I'm curious about, whether it's nerd culture, pop culture, relationships, or just the wonderfully weird and interesting world around us. Some episodes will be totally off the cuff, and sometimes we'll have special episodes where I revive my old shows like Bedtime Bitchin', Anti-Meridian, and Tell Me a Story. But no matter what, it's always going to be a fun, unpredictable ride. So sit back and let's get into it. Welcome back to the Roxy Hayes Podcast, when nostalgia hits you harder than Triple H with a sledgehammer. I'm your host, Roxy Hayes, and today we're deep diving into the pop culture that raised us, the cartoons, the games, whatever that molded our little brains, and the hills that we're willing to die on, whether it's Toonami supremacy or Ash should have been a Pokemon master 20 years ago. And with me today is someone whose edits make my chaos look like cinema. My friend, my homie in nerddom, the man behind the timeline, Queasy Leo. I'm gonna get a soundboard at some point.
Someday. Or I'll just add sound effects. I'll be going to, but I'm like, yeah.
I mean, the noise sound effects are funnier to me.
It's fun. It's more fun. Yeah.
I enjoy them. So, my bad. I pressed something on my watch. All right. So, Queasy, what media did you grow up on? Like, what were the shows or the movies that you feel like defined you?
I would say cartoons. I wasn't more of an anime person like everybody is now, but I definitely would say more cartoons and then music and movies. Growing up as a little youngin', it was definitely like Scooby-Doo, a lot of Flintstones, and I would say those are my top three. Is like earlier was Scooby-Doo, Flintstones, and then Tom and Jerry. I feel like that's where I got my influence from.
You're a Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I moved over to the Tex Avery. That was a little later, like the Bugs Bunny and shit. Tex Avery.
Was the original Scooby-Doo your favorite version of Scooby-Doo?
I want to say the Scooby-Doo Where Are You's, the 70s joints. I'm talking about way back, like when my parents were probably young. So those, yeah.
The ones, when they used to have the guests, it would be like the Harlem Globetrotters.
The Globetrotters, and the Addams Family. Yes, all of those. And I would just be up in the middle of the night watching Cartoon Network, seeing them joints. So it would definitely be those cartoons where I would say started my whole love for cartoons.
You were on that boomerang like me. I used to love boomerang. Love it. I didn't know a lot of other kids. We were not supposed to be up.
We was not. I'm not sure why I'm up, but not knowing I got school like in the next few hours. But, okay, I'm here.
I got school in 2 hours and I'm watching Penelope Pit Stop.
Yes. Oh, what the fuck? Let's go. The Wacky Racers and shit.
The Wacky with Buggy. Yeah.
Yes. It was a gang of them. It was.
Oh, Speed Buggy.
Speed Buggy. That little stupid dog that even whatever that damn laugh was.
Yeah, that was Monkey.
That. Yeah.
Evil ass dog.
Yeah, so that was all hilarious. That's funny.
So for you, you said that you feel like that shaped your humor in what way?
I would say as far as like wittiness, being just goofy, just all around goofiness. So yeah.
I agree with that. So since you watch so much Boomerang, would you consider yourself a Cartoon Network kid? Were you a Nickelodeon kid? Were you a Disney kid?
So, in order, it was definitely Cartoon Network. If I had to pick one, it was definitely Cartoon Network. But then I dabbled into like the Rugrats, Rock and Power, and all that stuff. But for the most part, it was definitely Cartoon Network. I wasn't a Disney Channel person until like I got into my teens, and that was like with the That's So Ravens and all that stuff. But it was just for that. It wasn't no cartoons on there that I was watching, really.
You were more of the live action. So you didn't watch like Gargoyles and...
I did do Gargoyles, but that was like a Saturday cartoon when it came over, like,
one whatever. Saturday morning.
Yeah, so I did do the DuckTales. I did DuckTales and everything. So I did those, but again, hardcore Cartoon Network person over here. Yeah.
Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Like during the 05, I mean, 2000s to 05 era, yeah, it was definitely Ed, Eddy, Dexter's Laboratory, all those. So, yeah.
All the, cartoons?
Cartoon, yeah.
I love cartoons. Yeah, it was Dexter's Lab, Johnny Bravo, Cow and Chicken.
Yeah, just dumbass cartoons. It was just goofy as, I don't know why, but yeah.
I could see that. And then they were a little gross. So I always look at it like, I feel like, and I'm a dabbler in all three camps. Mm-hmm. But I always felt like, okay, the Disney kids, they had a little bit more money. Yeah. They were a little bit more prim and proper. Disney didn't get too nasty. Disney was always like, we keeping this. This is good, a little clean cleaner. Fun. That yeah, part. A little clean. Nickelodeon was like fart jokes.
Definitely.
It was like a little filth. And then Cartoon Network said, hey, we're going to be nastier than y'all. Like, I feel like they had more adult jokes hid in there. Like, Nickelodeon for sure had some. They had Rocco working at a sex hotline. Just
sex hotline, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, Cartoon Network went way deeper, I feel like, with, like, the violence. Like, yeah, they were picking up houses, people in the head with it. So, that one, I think Cartoon Network, you felt a little bit more like, ooh, I'm grown watching Cartoon Network.
Because they even end up getting Adult Swim. So I'm like, this is, I don't know why. So, but yeah, they end up getting Adult Swim. I will look at it like this too. Like Nickelodeon, I think they even had some help with like people from MTV. So like Nickelodeon was just like a kid, little brother version of MTV. So it was like the gross, the funniness, whatever they had. But yeah.
I agree. So what was the first movie you feel like, Not the first movie, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So, like, what do you feel like a movie is that represents, like, your childhood?
I feel like I got three. My childhood. Okay. I would say Bebe's Kids. I'm going to say Bebe's Kids.
Oh, my God. I love Bebe's
top
Kids.
Top to bottom. That shit is hilarious. I still watch that shit randomly to this day. Yeah. That was probably it. That one. And then I did a lot of Three Ninjas. So, I like action and all that stuff, too. So, Three Ninjas, Kickback, Knuckle Up, you know, all those. So. Yeah, those two movies.
You like to fight.
I mean, a little bit, but yeah, those two just shaped my youth, I want to say. So, yeah.
Did you get in a lot of fights as a kid? Were you that? Or you just
literally as a kid. Fights? But see, growing up in Detroit, I stopped at a certain point because I started to start shooting motherfuckers. So I was like, nah. When I get to high school, I'm going to be a little smarter about this.
Yeah, I've had enough. Oh, I'm good. I'm good on that.
So, yeah, during elementary and middle school, I was definitely kind of...
You out here fighting. You seem so calm.
I am, but, like, I don't like bullies. I don't like getting picked on. I don't try me, basically. Just let me go on by my life, man. That's all.
Like, I'm not with the shenanigans.
Yeah, not at all.
I'm with it. What about a video game?
Oh, that's my department right there. Video games, especially in 2000s. I want to say 95 to 2000s, probably to me, had the best video games. Anywhere from like Sega with Sonic and like Super Nintendo with Super Mario. I did a lot of Mortal Kombat. There I go with fighting again. but then growing up, Tekken, definitely. Going to arcade with my dad and everything. So it was a lot of Tekken and Street Fighter.
Man, I miss the arcade, man. Like just being able to go in there on a weekend.
Yes.
Bag of quarters and just be hanging out.
Having fun, yo. Because we had a, in Detroit, we had a movie theater that was connected to a arcade. So yeah, we go over there, do our thing, have fun and everything, playing the games and Mortal Kombat and all that, and just go on to the little dollar movie and just watch whatever.
We had that in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Spot in the mall in Houston, same thing. That was always great. And then like we would go to CC's Pizza and stuff.
Yeah.
Did y'all have CC's Pizza?
We did not have CC's Pizza. I did not see it until I got to Houston. So I was like, oh, what is this place? And it put me onto like a lot of new types of pizza too. So I'm like, shout out to CC's,
man. Yeah, man. Shout out to CC's. It used to be good. This big back of me. I don't care. I can always change. Even when I was younger, I can always tell when they changed the recipe.
Yep.
And I can taste what they did.
Wow, so like, that's a little skill.
Yeah, man. That's like, I should have been a chef, but I would have been. Oh, no.
Didn't you do culinary before?
Yeah, I did culinary.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But I wasn't, as much as I love food, I feel like that's like, it's fun for me. Yeah. I've worked in some restaurants and I don't like it for work. Mm-hmm. They're very aggressive.
And that's why I said, like, bless your heart, I couldn't do it.
They treat you like the military. They really be like, we're in the weeds. Come on, I'm like, hey, I don't do all that yelling. Hey, we're cutting up some fruit. Like
chill
I
out.
Get it. Let's calm down. Yeah. But yeah, like I remember when I was younger, I'm like they changed the tomato sauce, and I'm like they definitely took some seasoning out. Mm-hmm. It just tastes like tomato sauce. They stopped seasoning this. I don't want this anymore. I'm like they started getting cheaper cheese.
They probably did that too.
They used to put cornmeal in the pizza crust,
dang.
And you could tell they stopped doing that. I was like,
so it probably was for money purposes. They probably raised the price and stopped spending more money on ingredients. Yep. So yeah, they definitely probably did that for money.
Because the when I was little, it used to be like $3.99 for the buffet. So we would go up in there, and they had an arcade in there too.
Yep.
It was a small one, yeah, but we would go in there. Because think about it, especially like as a, my dad was a single parent, so it's like, I could take these kids up in here, spend what, $12, $10, $12.
They got entertainment, and they got food.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we got quality time. So yeah, yo.
We vibing.
So. I say the same thing about ingredients as far as like snacks too, because like the 2000 snacks, the 90 snacks used to hit, but for some reason as an adult, and I don't know if it's my taste bud, but them shits is trash. Now, I don't know what they took out, but they are not it right now. Yeah.
I read an article about how like Crunch Bars and all that, like they changed the chocolate and you can taste it and you can see it. Like they stopped, like you said, they up the price and try to cut costs and make their profits more, but like you can taste it. And part of it is us getting older, but also like y'all changed it.
Y'all did something
stuff when I was a kid that I still eat and I can still enjoy. Like Milano cookies, I'll still eat a Milano.
Yeah, I'll take those up. Yeah, but like I used to get like the zebra cakes and joints. Like I'm like, these don't taste right no more. The little brownie joints, I'm like, this don't.
It tastes like wax.
Yeah, it tastes like wax. Okay, yo. Now, never mind. I'm not going to put my business out there. I'm going to be like, Twizzlers, y'all going to come for me. Don't come for me. I'm one of those, man. I'm one of those. But yeah, the brownie shit, it ain't hitting no more.
Yeah. Yuck. I know. I was dating this dude that eat Twizzlers. Yeah, is that a up north thing or something?
I don't know, cause I do got a lot of cousins that don't care for it either. I do eat it, but it don't taste like nothing. I'm not gonna lie to myself. Like, oh my god, it's the best snack ever. It don't taste like nothing. It just tastes like a red twig. I don't know.
Tastes like red. You just eat
it
red.
It just tastes like red. Yeah, all this red 40 in this bitch. Yeah,
tearing that red up. I'll definitely say I know we skipped a couple times. It's still in the same realm, but I didn't say what I liked. I was for sure a Nickelodeon Cartoon Network kid. For me, my video game that I feel like represents my childhood is Kirby. Like I used to speed run Kirby. Like I'm still cold at Kirby. You have a Switch, right?
Yeah,
they have a thing where you can play all the old Nintendo and
classic
Super
joints. Yeah.
Oh my god. But yeah, it's the Kirby All Stars. Still cold in that game.
That's the test one.
Yeah, hey, play that one. That one is dope. But yeah, I definitely feel like Kirby. I was like the PS2 was the console for me. What do you feel like was your console?
My favorite console or my go to console? I'm gonna have to say GameCube. Yeah, because I was gonna say Xbox, but I was a GameCube kid. Like I remember my first console that I actually was able to say, "Hey, I want this." My dad was like, "Hey, so I get the sales paper, see which one you going." I seen PlayStation and I seen Nintendo 64. Nintendo 64. I seen four controllers. I'm like, I got hella cousins. I'm gonna need to get that. And I seen Mario Kart. So yeah, and then that, you know, started my whole Nintendo run. I got the 64.
We in there. GameCube.
We in there. Yep.
What was your favorite game?
On of all times, or just on
the 64?
64. I started on Super Mario 64 playing by myself or whatever. And then it was Mario Kart because, again, I had cousins that come over for like family gatherings or whatever. And we just played Mario Kart. It was all four of us just having fun on there. Playing that Rainbow Man.
GameCube.
GameCube, it would probably have to be Def Jam Fight for New York.
Yo!
That game was ridiculous.
It still holds up.
I still play it on PC. Like I'm like, yo, I have to get this in. So it was definitely that because of the four players, it's rappers, it's a whole bunch of hardcore rap. It was like everything I loved in that game. So it was definitely, Def Jam.
I'm with it. Okay, was there anything that you weren't allowed to watch as a kid?
It's funny enough. I wasn't allowed to watch Harry Potter. My mom was super religious. I remember we went to the movies and we seen a poster. All I remember her saying is, "You ain't about to watch that witchcraft." That was it. So I didn't watch it all the way up till literally 2019 because my friend Chibi, shout out to her. She put me up. I don't want to say she put me up on, but she definitely was like, "Hey, do you want to watch what's that called sometime or whatever?" So we watched it. I got up to the fifth one, I want to say. So we still got the other two to bang out. But, I wasn't able to watch that at all because of the wizardry. I'm hurt because a lot of people quoted it and everything. A lot of people referenced it.
You feel like you missed the...
popularity of it. So.
Yeah. It is some heat. My dad didn't care. Like, he was gone a lot, too. Mm-hmm. So, he didn't care. But when we go to my grandma's house, now my grandma's house was different. She was a Sunday school teacher. That's so funny. It's always a religious
person. Yep.
So when we were at her house, we could not watch. Like, I didn't watch Martin.
Oh, man.
Really, when I was little. Also, like, I had cable, so I wasn't really watching
the Fox TV.
I would watch the cartoons. I would watch, like, Fox Kids and all that. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't watching, like, regular programming.
Yeah, gotcha.
So I already wasn't, like, looking for Martin. I did watch the Wayans Brothers stuff. I don't know. I was just watching random stuff. But usually Martin would kind of come on when, like, other cartoons would be coming on. So I'm like, I'm going to watch these cartoons. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we couldn't watch Martin. Dang. She would, like, let us watch Fresh Prince. Because that was a little...
It was a little funnier, more goofier. Yeah.
But she was like, no, you're not watching Martin. But then she would let us watch The Simpsons sometimes.
What?
Sometimes, but like, if because you know, old people don't know, but she heard them cursing, and that's what she was like,
yeah, because she see cartoons, she thinking it's something nice, yeah, or whatever. But then she hear them like the talking,
so wait a minute,
hold on,
turn that off,
yeah.
We couldn't watch, same thing with King of the Hill, like, sometimes she would let us watch it, but she heard them cursing, it was for sure, Martin, like, as soon as she heard, turn it off,
get it out of here.
We would be watching like Christian anime and Christian
what?
Cartoons and movies. Yeah.
That exists?
Yes. It's one called Superbook.
Oh, my God.
It's called Superbook. And we didn't even know. So when we watched it, they did like the story of Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. So I am now agnostic. I'm not like.
No, same. Honestly. Yeah. I'm not an atheist. The moment I say I don't believe or anything, they be like, you're atheist. You're going to hell. I'm like, yo, no. I just don't. Follow none of this. I'm not picking this.
I think everybody got something correct.
Like, yeah, you know, y'all going somewhere, but I ain't with it.
Y'all saying the same thing. Mm. But I know so much of the Bible because, yeah, my grandma was a Sunday school teacher. We would have to go to vacation Bible school. We would listen to tapes.
Oh, Lord.
I know all the songs. I was in gospel choir. I was in gospel choir in high school. Like, at my school. My school had
you was in there late in the game, too.
I was in there. But what's funny? I was in gospel choir, but I was already agnostic by that time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I used to read, like, the Quran. I would read, like, Buddhist texts and stuff. But, like, I was already that, but because, you know, my family, you know, you in high school. It's like, all right, whatever, man. And I just like singing. So I'm like, all right, cool. But my bad, we tangented out. Yeah. So Harry Potter for you.
Harry Potter for me. Unfortunately, for me, man. That's a funny one, though. I'm so sorry. Like, Martin, of all things, but I get it. The content was a little adultish, too adultish.
Yeah. So, I feel the same way. Like, when people would quote Martin, I didn't watch Martin really till I got a little bit older. Mm-hmm. And it was funny, but it's the same thing. Like, when you miss it when it's fresh when it's popping, and hot. Yeah. Yeah, you miss the cultural impact. So I know Random Spoons and certain other stuff, but people will be quoting stuff, and I'm like, this don't hit the same way it hits for you because it's not as nostalgic.
Because I will say, like, even when we went out to film the All Def Gaming.
Arcade House.
Yeah, and we did the Harry Potter beer pong stuff. I'm like, I don't know any of this. I don't know no slipping. I don't know nothing. So that's what's crazy too is, like, again, my friend Chibi, she put me up on, and then I had to do the whole test and everything. I'm a Slytherin, unfortunately. Shout out to Slytherin. Yeah.
Hey, that just gives you self-preservation.
I take it. So
I am also a Slytherin.
Let's go. So yeah, that's why I'm getting up. I'm catching up, basically. I'm like 25 years late, but whatever. I'm catching up, y'all.
Yeah, it be sucking. Mm-hmm.
Suck missing out. It be sucking.
So, to shift a little bit, mm-hmm. Who's your first cartoon crush?
First cartoon crush. I'm really trying to think. Because I'm almost going to say, for some reason, I want to say, what's her name from Powerpuff Girls? Damn, the mayor's
Miss Bella,
for some reason. Like, she had a body. I'm like, I don't care what the face looked like. That body is crazy. So, Miss Bella.
Yo, she could have been out here looking crazy.
Looking crazy, but that body banging. We don't care, Chad.
We don't care, Chad.
So, as far as I remember, and I don't want to be, like, basic and say, like, Jessica Rabbit and shit. That's super basic. But I want to say, yeah.
But was it? Was it Jessica Rabbit?
It Nah, I'm gonna say no, actually.
I mean, they kind of built the same.
And Jessica Rabbit got a face, so we see that. But nah, it gotta be. Something about the Redheads. What's wrong with me? So yeah, who's yours? Your male crush.
Mine, the one I remember for sure was Aladdin.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Aladdin. I love me some Aladdin. That was 92. So yeah, I was like four.
Like what?
What's wrong with us? I was like, yo, I'm going to marry that man. Distinctly saying that I had a Aladdin purse, Aladdin and Jasmine purse.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to carry it to school. I had $2 in there. Somebody stole it. My mama came up to the school and was going to beat somebody ass. But yeah, they stole my little $2 out of my Aladdin purse. But
man, we got to find them. Get the address, man. We got to find them. Just talk for a minute, man. Come outside. Let's talk.
The interest.
Right?
That's $500 now.
At least $500.
Yeah, I used to carry that purse because I would be like, this is going to be me and this man. So. Yeah.
That's hilarious. I mean, that's a solid pick for you. I can see you. I can definitely see you.
Because he's trifling.
He's there. He got a little monkey pocket person or whatever with him. Like, yo.
Maybe thieving.
Like, he'd be cool. Like, yeah.
Miss Bellum, I wonder what it is for you. She work.
Like, she's a work woman. Got a body thing, red hair, like that red dress. Like, yo, okay.
She got a cool voice.
And that voice. It was something about that voice. But yeah, it.
You know what? You like her because she helped too. Like she be holding the mayor down.
She did. That's what I'm saying. Like single handedly. Like, he out here wilding and growing grays and shit, and she out here like I got problems. Maybe that.
That you know what? That makes sense for you. That makes a lot of sense.
I'll take it. I'm like, yeah, that's it. You
know okay, so now we're gonna talk about the hill you'll die on. Right.
Ooh.
So this is the part of the show where you gotta stake your claim. What's your pop culture hill that you are absolutely dying on? Like somebody. You'll argue somebody down about this.
I would say the hill I would die on is anything from 1995 to 2005 was hitting. It's the best era ever. Yeah, everything from the music to the games to the movies to the TV shows. From 95 to 2005, that was the best thing ever. Because I feel like in music, it found its sound and everything. And it had lyrics, it had beats, and had it, you know, it had everything it needed. Movies, it found its image and how they wanted shit to be shot. Even comedy, like Comic View and all that stuff. Like it was so many things from that era. Yeah, see, so it was a lot. Cartoons, I think they evolved so well from like the 90s or even like from the 70s. Then when it got to the 90s and 2000s, the puns and funniness was just there. I don't know. It's just a lot. So. I would die on the hill of 95 to 2005 is the best era ever.
Okay. Solid pick. I'm trying to think, because, you know, I make so many videos, and I be getting into it with people all the time. I'm like, what's one that I really stand on hard?
Mm-hmm.
I will say this is one that people get mad about, and now I notice more people are talking about it. But when I was like, hey, Moesha was an asshole, people were like, what? How dare you? I'm like, Moesha was a terrible person.
She was.
Like, the show was good. Moesha was a spoiled brat. Moesha was very disrespectful to D. Eventually, she came around.
Mm-hmm.
But hella disrespectful to D. Hella disrespectful to her dad. Hella disrespectful to her friends.
Her friends.
She was only worried about Dick. The only person that she respected and showed respect to was Q.
Yeah,
Q used to dog her out.
He used to dog shot her. I ain't gonna lie. And I think it's because she was the main character. It was like, oh my God, she's the main character. So
yeah,
it's not her fault. Like, nah, she was.
Nah, it's her fault. They be calling Kim all kind of fat bitches and shit. It's like, oh my God. Like, it was one episode where they were insulting her on the phone and she heard. And I'm like, yo, that's your friend.
Yeah.
That's your friend. You suck. You're an asshole. So yeah, I used to love Moesha, but I always liked Kim more.
Yeah,
that makes sense for me now. Yeah, yep. And that show to me was more.
Better than.
I liked it more.
Yep.
So that is also a hill I'll die on because it was. I think me and you are similar in the fact that we like funny shit. Like I want to laugh. So Moesha was. It had more funny moments, but yeah, the funny moments really did come from like Kim. Or easy. Moesha was not funny. It wasn't supposed to be. It was more of a dramatic series.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I want to see some funny shit, so I definitely watched the Parkers more.
I can say I definitely watched more Parkers than I did Moesha. Like, I watched probably a good season. Even at the intro. Well, nah, hold on. Okay, which intro, though?
Oh.
Which intro? Because, like, yeah, like, even the second part of Moesha, the second, I guess, season or whatever, when they came out the new version, that kind of hit. I ain't gonna hold you.
Dang, I'm gonna have to go with Moesha.
Moesha kind of hit.
I think Moesha was more iconic, and it told mm-hmm. you more about the show.
It did, you're right.
Like, you know, I feel like I get more of a vibe. Moesha's more of a vibe.
It was.
Damn, I'm doing a thing in this new type of swing
custom. Oh, yes.
Ooh,
this party. Oh, man, that shit was lit, though.
You know, I think, too, it doesn't show as much of Countess Von's vocal range as Moesha show Brandy.
I didn't even think that was both of them. I forgot about that part. Yeah, that is both of them. So you're right.
Countess Von can sing. Now, she I can. Will say the songs in the Parkers was better than the songs
the song performances, yeah.
I was just watching that clip where I don't even remember how that clown died,
mm-hmm.
but they were singing, it was like, Mama killed him, Mama killed him, and then Tebow.
I gotta look this up.
That's so funny. And then it was another song where they were at church,
mm-hmm.
and Nikki was like, all right, sing Mama's favorite song. And then Kim was like, shake your booty on down. It was just such a funny show. So, for sure, I'll stand on it. I feel like the Parkers was funnier and a more enjoyable show than Moesha. But now that you asked that,
mm-hmm.
the theme song was more iconic. And yours was the 90s to 95 to 2005.
2005 was the best, yeah.
2005
had I mean, I'm even, like, actually those two intros, like, intros to TV shows was just the best, period.
Oh,
like,
my, yo.
Because of Skeeter.
Absolutely.
Shit, like, man, everything,
you know,
yo.
How he does it.
See?
No, Skeeter.
Yeah, smart guy? Like, yo.
I got a slice of the life in this T.J. Henderson. I should not know everything. So.
You know everything. Song. Yeah, you must be like a whole concert of just doing all that. Hey.
I need to at this point.
At this
I'm going to have to. Some, you know what? Thank you. I'm going to write that down. People that would be dope to do at a con.
A theme song concert. Do it. Y'all heard it here first. You doing that? Let's go.
Hey, DreamCon next year. Theme song concert.
That's gonna be lit, bro.
Now,
would you take requests or would you go have a set list?
Nah, I'd have a set list.
Set list. Okay.
I'd probably take requests between. Maybe mm-hmm. call setting something up, but yeah, just so I could actually, because I would love to do, like, I've been wanting to do that, like, remixes
mm-hmm.
of songs, too, like, covers.
Yeah,
to where, it's a new beat, it's somebody playing it, and something like that. So that actually is pretty, that's a pretty good idea. I definitely wrote that in my notes. So,
bet that.
Y'all see that? And next DreamCon, y'all can thank Queasy Leo for
whoop,
that.
Whoop.
We out here. So, since you are a gamer, and that is your specialty,
mm-hmm.
What we already talked about, the first game that you fit, that the game that fits you, but like, what was the first game that you felt like hit hard?
This that shit right here. Yeah. I did say because I did say GameCube and I did say Def Jam Fight for New York, but that wasn't really it. I would have to say is Midnight Club Dub Edition. It's a racing game. I love racing, like movies, car shows, whatever. It was Dub Edition, so it was like basically the hood version of any racing game. It had hella rap artist songs on there. To this day, like if I hear the song, it just reminds me of 2003. So like, it take me back. And like, and it's made by Rockstar. Rockstar don't give a fuck about that game no more. So it ain't hurt because all they stuck on is GTA. I'm like, bro, just give me one more of these. Give me a remaster one, and I'll take it. So I definitely say it's Midnight Club Dub Edition 3. So yeah.
But mine is one where I felt, I mean, mine might be Mortal Kombat.
Oh, okay, think, that's a good style. Yeah,
I think it, nope, you know what?
Uh-oh.
I think it might be
drum roll, please.
Might be Tekken.
Tekken, what?
It might be because I like Mortal Kombat, but I've never been a big fan of gore,
yeah.
So I fucked with Mortal Kombat, but I'm trying to remember the game. I might be Tekken too.
I'll give you Tekken because like I still play that to this day. Like Mortal Kombat, yeah. I love. My dad had it when I first came home. I'm like, what the fuck is this game? And then like since then, from like 97 all the way up to 2004, I was like playing that shit. But now I literally just got off of Tekken with my friends yesterday. So I would say Tekken out of those two.
It also might be for me. I used to play them WWF game
before. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I'm like. It might be like that Raw game. It might be Warzone.
Dang. You got Nitro. You got a lot of them.
Yeah.
You got a lot of them.
It might be those. And then, you know, you can create your character and stuff. And it's funny because I always, even when I created a character, I still would give them the Rock's theme.
No matter what.
Yeah. But I would give them Domination.
Yep.
We are the nation of domination.
And see, okay, going back. Like, wrestling was even crazy back then.
So what do you feel like is an underrated game from that era? But I think you might have answered that. Do you feel like Midnight Club is an underrated game?
I don't want to say it's an underrated game because a lot of people is asking for it. So I don't want to say it's an underrated game. An underrated game. I've never been asked this question. let me see.
I think I can go. Go ahead.
Okay, I was going to say, I want to say Smash Brothers because now... Like, it's like people don't care. It is still out, but it's like people don't care for it no more. It ain't hit no more. Other games that came out and, like, dominated that. We had, like, Multiverses. We had... even Nickelodeon came out with their own shit, and, like, they kind of had some success. So, Smash Brothers probably got to be it. Like, it hurt to see they tanking, but it's kind of underrated right now.
Do you think it's because it got too commercialized or it got too...
It got too commercialized. And then, like, with the Switch and how it is done on the Switch, you can't have, like, 8 players online. It's just so much that they did, but it's still, like, I would say I'm underrated. It's just something that nobody really played no more or even care for. So, yeah.
I'm going to go Parappa the Rapper and that's one of my favorite games. I talk about the game all the time. But I thought everybody played that game. Everybody did not play that game, and I feel like it was such a fun game. How you are with racing games, that's me with rhythm games.
Understandable. Like, wasn't it like the first rhythm game too?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's like, wait, let me check to make sure.
Because
I don't actually, but I could. I wrote an article on it, and I remember.
I want to say it was. Okay.
They said it was the first trip. But you always got to check.
It was
the first rhythm game and one of the first music-based games. So they had other music-based games, but it was one of the first rhythm games. But I love, like, you know, Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
What else? Even, like, Just Dance, all of those games. Any game where I got to sync it, even was Dance Dance Revolution in the arcade. That was one of the games I used to play all the
time. Wow, that looked different. Praise anybody does those, yeah.
I'll be out of breath.
But you be tapping the arrow, though.
Pat, jump, turn. But yeah, I feel like even that, like, it doesn't get enough credit being one of the first rhythm games.
Yeah.
Spawn, Beat Saber, and all these other games and stuff like that. But also, it's just a fun game. The songs were fun. This is a dope game.
Understand.
So, speaking of music, what game do you feel like had the best soundtrack?
Again, Midnight Club Dub Edition. That shit had every rapper known to man. It even had a fire rock list, but I ain't listen to rock like that. It had techno. It had everything. Like, if y'all ain't never played that, y'all gotta go play it. If y'all, you know, have played it, please, like, keep that shit going around. I would say Midnight Club. And then, if I had to pick a second one, it would be NBA Streets Volume 2. That had a fire ass list too. It had a lot of, like, hardcore Just Blaze beats and so that one fire too. So yeah, those nice. I'm
gonna have to go. Tony Hawk Pro Skater was one of mine.
That's a lot of people. So fire.
That Superman said I'm a Superman. That song was so fire.
I gotta go listen to this list.
Yo, hey, it's some fucking heat. It is some heat. Mm-hmm. I mean, Grand Theft Auto, almost all of them.
Grand Theft Auto is up there too. I feel like that's cheating, though, because that's supposed to be, like, realistic.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to. I feel like...
They have to strive to make the best list on there. They have to.
That shit is some heat. But for sure, Tony Hawk is one of my favorites. I mean, I fuck with... Final Fantasy got some heat, too.
They do. And again, shout out to Chibi. But I've been playing Final Fantasy because of her. I played Final Fantasy 14. And some of that stuff is fire. Then I went back to play 15, I want to say. And I was like, damn, okay, this shit kind of lit.
14, which one was that? What was that, the one with the... I always forget.
It's more of an online... it's the online-based one. But one. Yeah, it's that one. But I heard some of it. I'm like, okay, I can see why. So, yeah.
It's some heat.
It's some heat.
Kingdom Hearts got some heat.
Dang. You're right. Because I started... Again, I didn't have a chance to play these games back then, so I recently, a while back, I did start playing Kingdom Hearts, and they did have some fire, too. Yeah, I feel like I missed out on that, so, yeah.
Oh, you didn't get to play,
Nah, I think that was, a PlayStation game, and I wasn't a PlayStation kid like that, and, yeah, I missed out.
Hey, man, I would say the one of the great things about Kingdom Hearts is, like, that shit still holds up.
It do.
It's still, like, even if you've never played it, it's still such a good-ass... series,
mm-hmm.
Fire. It is fire.
Because I did stream, and like I was starting getting hella viewers coming in. They were like, oh, shit, what's the call? Yada, yada. And they were trying to help me with the certain, you know, missions and everything. Cause I was stuck on the first map, like, for a long ass time. They started helping me. I was like, all right, well, thanks.
They're like, hey, go left.
Yeah. Help this nigga out.
Help. What is, we kind of talked about it a little bit earlier, so we're going to hop into some animation.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite theme song?
Like, favorite animation theme song? It probably got to be Dexter. I be singing the shit out of that joint.
You just be over there.
Well, no, that, like, intro, yeah. But, like, when it go off, you hear that fucking, that dude that sing, the Dexter's what? Like, nigga, he be hitting that shit. So it got to be that, bro. But when I hear the intro, it go hard. Oh, sorry.
I like so many.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say, though, Arthur had the hardest theme song.
Ooh. Every day we be walking down the street.
Ziggy, to get Ziggy Marley?
Yeah.
Everybody that you meet. I don't know. I like when theme songs make you feel the same feeling you're going to feel in the show.
Ooh, yeah. That's true. That's
you know what I mean? Like sometimes the theme song will be going crazy in the show. It's like, mm-hmm. Or the other way, like the theme song just is kind of trash.
Oh my God. Yeah, I don't like trash ones or quick ones either. Like, yeah. I mean, if I had to choose another one, though, I would have to say Scooby Doo. Again, Scooby Doo, where are you? Doo 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 doo. Scooby Doo. Yeah.
I would say every Scooby Doo theme song hit, though.
Yeah, they do. They like, yo, get the hardest. Intro makers here. Yeah.
Mystery.
Yeah.
And even the pup named Scooby Doo. That's the mystery.
Yeah, your video on that shit was funny. Yeah. So I have to say Scooby Doo.
That shit hard.
It go hard.
That shit hard. Not far. It's same thing. It's like, I like when they explain the show. Even if you've never seen the show, I love those theme songs where it's like, I understand what's happening in the show based off of what you told me. I can watch the show. Another one, now that we're talking, As Told by Ginger.
Yeah.
As Told by Ginger.
Okay, as not a Nickelodeon kid, but that did come on. I did watch it, and it was a fire intro.
I feel like most people watched it because of the theme song.
Damn, yeah.
Someone once told me.
What's that, Macy Gray?
It was Macy Gray.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
On the other side.
I did not know that until like now.
Yeah. You're like, wait a minute. Yeah. That too, if you get a good artist to do the theme song, because who did Danny Phantom?
I'm not sure who did Danny Phantom.
Oh, man. I know it was a rapper, but I can't
remember. It wasn't Romeo, was it? Because I was about to say he did Static Shock. And Static Shock was kind of lit too.
Static Shock.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah. They even had like Destiny Child dude. Like, it's so many intros that they had. Yeah. Dude, so, yeah. Oh, my God.
And it's a lot. You and me.
Yeah.
I like when the person in the show does the theme song, like, That's a Raven.
Yeah. And that was another fire one.
You can dance until the future.
Do, 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 do. And they had Orlando Brown rapping, too.
Yeah. Hey, now, what you say now?
Come on, ride with me right now.
I like Christina Milian on Kim Possible.
Oh, I did not know that was Christina Milian. I did not know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Impossible.
Shit is heat. It's some heat. I love some heat.
So,
yeah, we got theme songs. What show do you feel like deserves a comeback?
A show that deserves a comeback. That's a tough one. Are we talking any show, like animation? Are we talking TV show?
Any show. Let's try to stick to animation, but if it's a TV show, I'm down to hear it too.
Okay, animation then. I'm going to still say Dexter. There's something about it that I do want to be see more of it. I tried to go back and watch the revamped version back in, 07, 08 or whatever. I'm like, nah, this ain't it. But I would like to see that come back.
Yeah, because the original creator, forgot to pass or if they switched it. But, yeah, same thing. I can always tell when they switch creators or something. I'm like,
something different.
The humor's different. Then they changed the artwork and stuff like that. I mean, honestly, I would like to see As Told by Ginger.
That'd be a good one, especially around this time too. So yeah, that'd be a fire one.
They were supposed to bring Daria back. I don't know if I would want to see.
Wasn't Daria it with Audra Plaza? I thought it was a live action version. Oh, you okay?
Yeah, I don't remember if that was a parody or not, but they were talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then they were supposed to bring it back with the focus on Jody. I don't know how deep you are into Daria, but the black girl in the show.
Oh, okay.
It was supposed to be played by Tracee Ellis Ross.
Mm.
And I was like, it would be interesting, but then it's not Daria.
Daria. It's a spinoff at that point, ain't it?
Yeah, it's a spinoff.
Yeah.
But then also, Jody didn't get a lot of character development in Daria.
Mm-hmm.
So they would have to do a lot of world building to create this character.
Yeah,
and I don't
think it
would be bad, but I'm like, I would like to see Daria.
They could definitely do something with that. I like that idea. Yeah.
So, this was a couple years ago, so I don't know. You know how that be going. It's like, hey, we're talking about this, and they just never.
And then at all again. Midnight Club was when they was talking about it again. I'm like, I don't know who really brought this up, but okay, I'm with it. That was 2012. I ain't hear that shit again. So, they burned my feelings with that shit. So, yeah.
Did you, what's a show that you feel like was traumatizing for you?
Ren and Stimpy, actually. I'm not gonna lie.
It was weird.
It was very weird. That's too far. I'm out of on a weird scale, I'm a good 6-7. I'm 6.5 out of 7. But that shit a 9-10. I'm I'm good. That I Real Monsters, I'm that's too creepy, but okay. and then that's it. Yeah, that's it for me. It was just Ren and Stimpy.
You know what's so funny? I hate horror, but I watched some creepy stuff. So I used to love Our
I feel like that's different, though. You got creepy, and then you got horror. So
yeah,
I would take a little creepy, but I don't know.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Invader Zim, I love.
Invader Zim, my favorite. Yeah, okay. I forgot to even mention that. Yeah, that's another one up there.
That one, and they did have a comeback. They had a movie. I haven't seen it yet.
What?
I don't know why. It was going to make me sad, so I was like, I don't want to see this yet.
Understand.
It was on Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see it? Was it good?
I did not. No, I didn't see it. I just restarted watching Invader Zim a month ago, so...
It's sad the movie's on Netflix. I just checked.
Mm-hmm.
Invaders in Enter the Forpus. But they canceled the show because it was too expensive to make.
Wow.
If you look in the background, it's painted in the background.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what they did in old Disney movies.
That's crazy.
So if you go look at it, but that's why it had that feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was just too expensive of a show to make, so that's why it ended up.
They said nah.
That show was so weird; it was so funny.
But that was a good weird. The humor was there, the wittiness, GERD, hilarious, had me dying. Who are you? All that shit.
We be saying it all the time.
Yeah, man.
Who are you?
Who are you?
There was a scene, where him and Dib are arguing across the street, and he's like, "What?
Yeah, what? You know what he was saying? Yeah."
I found out what was supposed to happen was it was supposed to be a crowded street, cars were supposed to be going by.
Yeah.
And that's why he was yelling, because he was yelling over the cars. But I forgot if they said they just didn't, or they ran out of money, or they were just this is funnier. But that's so much funnier.
It's funnier. It's way funnier. It's a quiet street. You can't hear me? Come on.
What?
What? That shit is funny. Yeah, Invader Zim is up there. Yeah. Damn.
And we talked a little bit about Toonami and Adult Swim.
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite Adult Swim show? Toonami's a little different, but...
I would say Toonami is different because I didn't watch Toonami like that. I know it sounds crazy, but I didn't do Toonami because that was like the summer. I know it hurts. It hurts even. as far as Adult Swim show, for some reason, I did Family Guy, but there was another show on there called Home Movies. It was.
Oh my God, I love Home Movies.
Home Movies was crazy as fuck. Ain't that dude from Bob Burger? Like,
yes, H. John Benjamin.
Yeah.
He was called Gert.
Yeah.
It's on Max. Have you seen it lately?
No, I haven't seen it lately. No.
It's on Max. Queasy. It still holds up.
It still holds up? Okay.
It's so funny.
I gotta check it out.
What was your favorite episode that you remember?
When a girl was telling the coach how to basically just insomnia. He had insomnia or whatever. And she was teaching how to deal with insomnia. He was like, oh, if I would have just knew that, I would have just did this already. I would have dealt with this already.
Yeah, she was like, just go to sleep.
Like, hey, what you think I've been doing?
Mine, it was the episode where Brendan, the little boy, he was trying to, his friend got bullied.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wanted to fight the bully to make a video. And then the bully whooped his ass. How he whooped his ass so quick. He was like, all right, so you swing at me, and he's like, whatever. Grabbed his nose and, like, broke that shit over his knee.
Yo, so, like, that was the goofiest thing. It did, like, the animation wasn't even all that. It was just like, scribble that shit, throw it out there. Yeah.
I forgot, because it was another show, I think it was called Squiggle Vision.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot why it looked like that. Why did it look like that? Well, it had to be something with the animation style. Like, mm-hmm. It was like Dr. Katz. It was another show, O'Grady.
I think O'Grady sounds familiar. I'm not sure about that one.
It was on Nickelodeon. And it was about like weird stuff happening in this town, but it had that same
like
look.
Like they drew with their left hand or some shit.
Yeah, why? Yeah. Okay, you know, I looked it up now. Compared with traditional animation, Squiggle Vision is relatively fast and easy to produce.
Mm.
The nonstop motion of the squiggling outlines reduces the need for more complex animations in order to make a scene feel dynamic.
Okay.
Oh, so because it's moving, even if the characters are just sitting there, it looks like they're moving.
Okay. Because there's a couple of animations out there like that, and I always wondered, like, why do the lines still move? They sit still. But there's a couple of animations out there like that.
They said so you could feel like you like they do it probably.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, thanks. That's unique though. That's a unique style right there too. So shout out to them.
That is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
They said the squiggles indicate time when a character maintains a facial expression for a second or two as a visual gag is funny, but essentially it's just a still image. Oh, that is smart.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Hey.
Yeah.
Innovative.
Very, because 24 frames a minute is y'all drawing. That's 24 pictures. Like
basically,
60 frames per minute. That's 60 pictures.
They that's like, crazy.
Y'all get 4 pictures per minute.
Shout out to the animators out there. That's crazy.
Yo, I've been listening to this autobiography, Don Bluth.
Mm-hmm.
You know who that is? He did Land Before Time, Anastasia, all of those movies.
No, but I know the movies.
Yeah, Rockadoodle.
Mm-hmm.
So all of his, he came from Disney.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I didn't know that he was a Disney animator.
Yeah.
He did like, Robin Hood, Fox and the Hound, some of that
stuff.
Okay,
Fox and the Hound, yeah, I definitely did Fox and
the Hound. I don't know why I didn't realize that's what that meant. Like 60 frames per minute meant like, oh, it's literally
60. Pictures.
Frames.
Yeah.
And so they'll have somebody draw like the first picture and then like the second picture, and then they have people called in-betweeners.
Yep.
That'll draw like the other 58 pictures.
Yeah. And that's why I feel like too much, or I don't want to say too much, but a lot goes into animation. And I also want to do my own piece, but I'm like, do I really want to do an animation, or should I just throw that shit on the webtoon type shit? Like, shout out to
that. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot. Shit.
Yeah. Shout out to them, bro.
And that's per second.
Literally.
So it's like hundreds of thousands of images. That shit.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, what? How long do it take for an episode then? Like.
Yeah, let's, you know what? Let's look that up because, yeah, how many frames
goes into an episode, and like, how does one take?
For an episode of a show, anime popped up for me. 24, 12. This means an anime episode might have 12 unique drawings per second.
Per second, that's crazy.
So how many total? How many total is that? I'm not good at math.
12 per second, it was like 22 minutes of show? Sheesh.
Let me pull up the calculator. Okay, if y'all are drawing 12, and that's on the low end, it's going to be 12 because they can hold it for whatever.
Yeah.
12 per minute, per second. There's 60 seconds in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 720 in a minute. And if an episode is 22 minutes, 15,840.
Man, between that and stop motion, they got it, bro.
That's crazy.
That is a lot.
And so a full-length movie is what? Like an hour and a half?
Let's say an hour and a half.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let's just times it by 8. 126,720.
That's crazy. And let's say they do something more... top tier than that. Like, let's say the Spider-Man movie.
Oh, man.
That's even more up there. Like, that's... Okay.
That shit is crazy.
Yeah. Shout
absolutely
out to
them. Bananas. Shout out to y'all.
Yes.
So now we're going to talk about... That's a good segue to this.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that pop culture hits the same today? Or are we just stuck in the golden era of the 90s, 2000s? I think I have your answer because you already kind of said it.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's... I'm going to say yes, first of all, because I think we are stuck in a way, but we also did have the best stuff. It's like, I feel like we are like the old heads now, that we saying like, they ain't got the cartoons like we used to. They ain't got
back
the
in my day.
Back in my day. It'd be, I get it, but I really stand on the fact that I think anything from the 90s, 2000s is better than like anything 2010 and up or whatever. I don't think they got it. Like, even with the Skibidi toilets and shit, like, I'm like, what is this? Why, the kids just love it. Cartoons don't hit the same. I will say I do take a few from the cartoons nowadays, like the Adventure Time regular show.
Oh,
there is
yeah,
some though. Stuff that do hit. I'm like, I would love to have a kid. Gumball.
I thought Gumball was gonna be stupid. That's one of the funniest shows I've seen.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, so I just take a few things from here. Like, it's some artists, it's some movies, it's some things. But I can't say all things from here. So.
Is there anything now that you wish existed when you were younger?
Anything now that I wish existed when I was younger? Probably better internet. I'm not going to lie. Because, like, I would just say better internet. I mean, we didn't need it back then. Because, like, we started getting around, like, 2005 and 4 or whatever. Well, I would say... started seeing it a little more in 2005, 2006 and stuff. But, yeah, I just say a little more internet. That's pretty much it. Everything else I keep the same. Yeah, because, like, of course, the rich folks probably had internet and had high speed back then. But, yeah. Oh, and another thing for me is probably camera phones, because I feel like I did do a lot, but I also didn't have, like, pictures and cameras and shit.
It's like, ain't no proof.
Yeah, there's no proof. I just lived this imaginary life, but okay.
So I could be lying.
Yeah.
I'll say for me, and I've had this debate with some people that don't like that anime is so mainstream now.
Yes.
For a person that was broke, me and my brother were just talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
There were movies and stuff we could not see because we cannot, like, it wasn't everywhere. So for certain, like, manga, we couldn't afford manga. Or like, hey, daddy, can you drive me to this obscure store downtown, mm-hmm. so I could get, like, no, he's not doing that. Like,
yeah.
You got working parents. So,
yeah, very true.
Like, you know, if Hollywood Video or Blockbuster that was by the house didn't cover it, I didn't
get SOL. Yeah.
Yeah, and it wasn't like it was streaming.
That's why I say internet, like, because I feel like
things
we didn't really have access to like that, like, I feel like we would have had it a little more back then, but, like, again, the richer folks or whoever had money had that access to the internet or whatever. Yeah.
You can order the stuff. You can find the websites that were selling these obscure things.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, some of them was flying to Japan and getting it from there.
That, so,
like,
which is crazy. Richer people.
Like, that's even now. So it's like, But now you can go into, I know we're boycotting still, but pre-boycott, I remember going into Target and seeing all of this manga on the shelves. And I'm like, this, when I was little,
was not here.
Just go into a random, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you would have to go into a certain store. And even like a Barnes & Noble didn't have all of the manga. So for me, that just like having the access to the stuff that I loved, having all the access.
That's
to,
very true.
The stuff that I wanted, which is part of your answer too, is like part of it is the internet because we can look it up.
We can look it up, find out. Yeah.
Also, just like for physical media, because I'm still a big physical media.
And person, that's like, I need to be like that. I just said this like last week to my friends and everything. I was like, yo, I need to start like getting a DVD collection and everything. I like low key miss physical, you know, material. And even with games, like we sit here downloading hella games, but on a hard drive versus going to get the physical copy. And now, like, they probably one day up and be like, ah, well, let's just cut all this stuff off. And
nah, we're done. Yeah. We're not having this. Or even them, like, changing scenes or changing stuff. That like, part, I like having the original stuff. So when I moved out to LA, I did have to get rid of, I got rid of like 10 boxes of books and 10, like, I got rid of a lot of stuff. But I still have a lot. And once I get in a bigger space, I'm definitely going to go back to collecting. Like, I got some VHS tapes. I still kept, like, my core stuff.
Yeah,
but I would like to go back to collecting and having all of that stuff. Like, I don't know. It's just something about being able to pick it up.
Understandable. You know? Like, I know a lot of people that's like that. I want to be like that. I'm just like, all right, I seen it once already. I'm good. Like, I need to not be like that. I need to be able to say, hey, I want to go back and watch this thing or have this physical copy. Like, I don't have many physical copies. Especially DVDs, Blu-rays, whatever. I don't have it. Like,
yeah.
DVD to my name, because it is. So, yeah.
I would say if you're starting to build it, the library is a libraries, thrift stores, half price books.
I was just about to ask you, what would you like, you know, recommend?
For sure. Those are, yes. Half price books, for sure. They have multiple copies of DVDs, but I've found a lot of libraries have just a shelf for stuff on sale.
Okay.
Stuff that people have, like, donated or whatever. It's usually like 50 cents. I built up my book collection. I was doing community service at this, it was like a Christian thrift store or something. And at that point, they were selling books for like 10 cents. They were selling DVDs for 25 cents. So it's, yeah, like a lot of these thrift stores, because a lot of people aren't on it yet, you can get stuff for a quarter, 50 cents.
But once this get popular and blow up and everything, they're going to raise the price on that. The old shit.
Of course. Yeah. That's why I was like, hey, if that's something you're trying to do,
I'm at the look into it. I'm dead serious.
Start trying to. Rich people get on my nerves because driving up the prices. Like, hey, man, let the brokes have something. Like, you don't even need this. And then if you do, shut up about it. Stop. You don't have to post, like, I bought this.
And then now everybody going to do it, especially if you're popular and everybody running to it just because you said it. They don't even like this thing.
And that's what be pissing me off. You don't even like it. You just want it because it's cool.
Like, I think the Switch is like that right now. Like, everybody literally just bought it.
Oh, my God.
Like, bro.
You're not even playing no games.
At all.
I saw somebody say that. They're like, yeah, I'm probably just... And then people flipping it. Like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to buy it to sell it.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
When it's actually wanted to play this.
That's what I'm saying. So, people with money, they're a little weird. I ain't gonna lie. All right.
All right. Eat the rich. All right.
Right.
So this. and the last question: what would you want to pass down to the next generation?
Oh, I literally any cartoons that I did watch and grow up on, and video games that I grew up on. Like I want to say, like Pokemon, probably my all time favorite. And I know people be like, oh, that's not really like anime, but that's probably my favorite anime of all time.
It is. People be trying to just
because it was like the most popular first one that was like in America. Yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah, I definitely passed on, like, again, the 10 years from 95 to 2005, anything I haven't owned to my kid.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. Like, as a parent, it has been cool to see, you know, to be able to watch these old movies with Maya.
I was going to ask that, too, about you and Maya with this whole situation. Like, do you see what she watches or does she watch what you watch? Back in the day.
Both.
Oh, a little bit both.
A little bit both. Yeah, like, I think the reason I know so much is part for her. Like, you know, because usually when you start going to college, you kind of stop watching a lot of stuff. But I had her at 19.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm plugged in with, it seems like every 4 years, this is like new shows.
It's new something, yeah.
Yeah, so like Phineas and Ferb. A lot of people my age did not watch Phineas and
what?
Ferb. My
age I watched was a baby. That. What the heck? Yeah.
So, yeah, no. A lot of people didn't watch like that. Like, what else? Like, Victorious.
Yeah.
Like, all the shows we were a little bit, people thought we were a little bit too old for.
Mm-hmm.
She was watching them. So,
okay.
I got to experience all of these different things with, you know, somebody that's excited about it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, I got Maya into watching Harry Potter. It took a while because she didn't like the Dementors.
Okay.
But that's just been cool, me being able to show her stuff that she liked, and even some of the stuff from when she was younger, like we just went to see How to Train Your Dragon, which was great. And I hate live action, but that
I'm
was
getting
a
tired
really,
of live action,
really,
but yeah, okay.
Easy. That was like, I hate them. I enemies like down with live action, but that was,
legit.
I mean, I saw it with a picket sign, but that one was so good. They had Gerard Butler play his character again because he plays a dad.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
The CGI was really good.
Okay. Because yeah, I was looking at that is why I was like, man, fuck these live actions, man. I'm so tired of seeing these. That
bad.
And Stitch.
My favorite, the best live action to me was two,
mm-hmm.
was the first, the Cinderella live action.
Okay.
It was really good. I mean, Brandy's Cinderella was, and that one wasn't really a live action. That was based off the musical.
Yeah, I was about to say something different. Like the Oz.
Shut up, me. I'm going deep. Yeah, I'm like, I'm going deep. But
right.
That one and the Jungle Book live action was so good.
Oh, did I see Jungle Book live action?
Yo, if you haven't watched it, like that one was the one that I was that made me stop being bitter.
I seen one called Mowgli on Netflix. Like I thought that was
it's the Disney one.
Oh, just Disney. Okay.
Yeah, just the Disney one because they had like it was just because the voice cast was so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They had Christopher Walken. They had Idris Elba. They had was Lupita in that one? They literally were like, yo.
All
the heat we're giving y'all. Bill Murray was in it. Scarlett Johansson.
Damn.
His, yeah, that's what.
They did have
some Lupita was in it. Chris Hemsworth was in it.
Like, this is crazy.
Emily Blunt was in it. Yeah. Russell Peters was in it. Dang. Some of these, I didn't even know. So, yeah, the cast was great. It was a really, like, solid.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, Queasy, this was definitely fun. I had a great trip going down memory lane.
Thank you. This was fun.
Put on our power gloves and start up our game cues, and we in there.
Yes, sir.
So tell people where they can find you. You are a gamer. Let them know about your Twitch and all of that.
Yeah, you can find me on everything at AOQueez. That's AYOQUEEZ. I do be streaming on Twitch, again, at AOQueez. With my friends, Chibi, all of them, everybody. Then I be editing for Roxy and other people out there with 725 Media. So make sure you go to 725 Media. And yeah, I'll just be gaming and editing. That's all I be doing, man.
Let's go.
Yes, sir.
All the folks listening, drop a comment. You feel free to leave a, what's that called? Review, rate it, all of that stuff. You can always tweet me, scream into the void with your pop culture that raised you. Don't forget to subscribe, follow, all of those things. And until next time, stay nostalgic, stay nerdy, and at the end of the day, do whatever the fuck you want. Peace!
Yeah.
Out. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow me on social media at Roxy Hayes, RoxyHaze. And if you'd like to support the show and get access to exclusive content, visit my Patreon at patreon.com/RoxyHaze. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. See you next time, and stay curious.